the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It looks like another one of those beautiful days, and it's going to be a fantastic weekend. So
I sure hope so. We'd like to tell you this morning that this is a pre-recorded show, so we won't be taking questions this morning. But I'd also like to share with you that we have a very exciting guest. Our guest this morning is Kelly Klusman. Kelly is the Executive Director at the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce. And she's going to be telling us about the activities at the Heart of the Valley Chamber. It's a wonderful organization, so please stay tuned. And we're going to be hearing more from Kelly. So good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kelly. You're a relatively new executive director at the Chamber. And tell us what the Chamber does.
Sure. I have been with the Heart of the Valley Chamber for almost 10 years, but new in my role as the executive director for the last year. So what we've seen is just a little bit of a change with our membership is we're really trying to, in the past year, do it a little bit differently, you know, shake it up a little bit. And membership has changed with organizations, and we're really trying to change the way people look at a membership in an organization. Mm-hmm. The Heart of the Valley Chamber has been around since 1927. So we serve 12 communities from Appleton to Green Bay and everything in between. You know, a large portion of our membership is in the Heart of the Valley area.
Mm-hmm. You said you've been with the Chamber for how long originally?
I've been with the Chamber. I'm in my past role for 9 years.
Okay.
Doing the membership, recruitment, retention, events.
Okay. And then as of when did you take on the new role?
April of 2015 is when I took on the executive director position.
Okay. And how have you found that as far as exciting?
Well, you know, there's been challenges. It's been exciting. I think working at the Chamber for 9 years. I love what the Chamber does. I love what the Chamber stands for, the friendships I've made with Chamber members. Mm-hmm. I love seeing businesses grow and succeed. So really moving into this executive director role was an easy step for me because I'm so familiar with the Chamber and everything that we've done. It's also given me the opportunity to kind of take charge and do some things differently and mix it up.
And everyone knows you, and it's a friendly environment. The Heart of the Valley Chamber is a great organization.
Yes.
How many members do you have at the Chamber, and what type of businesses are members?
Okay, we're right around a little over 500 Chamber members, and we represent all sorts of business, from our large manufacturers to small entrepreneurs that maybe have just started their business out of the basement of their home.
Sure.
So we represent all business.
What does it cost to join the Chamber, and what does a member get for that investment?
Sure. Our membership is based on your number of employees, so we start at 1 to 4 full-time equivalent is $220 for the year. And I just have to say that because it's around $18 a month for membership with our organization, and it just slowly increases from there. But the investment, it pays for itself.
Well, I think you're right, Kelly, but also a business that's residing in the Kakana area or in the area of Heart of the Valley Chamber, to give some money to that effort helps to bring advocacy to the whole community.
Absolutely.
It's not just what you get out of it. It's what the Chamber does with those dues to grow the community.
Absolutely.
Create an environment.
Your investment in the Chamber, I always say, is an investment in your community and helping us continue to make this place a great place to live, work, and play, is what we always say.
Okay, when you describe that 11 communities, give me an idea geographically, where are we talking about?
So we are talking Appleton. We can talk anywhere. Appleton, Buchanan, Combined Locks, Darboy, Harrison, Hollandtown, Kakana, Kimberly, Little Chute, Sherwood, Wrightstown, all of those communities that we work very closely with as well. That's very important for me to say as well. We really keep on tap of what's going on in their communities so we can continue to work together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're following a very strong growth area, so it must be a dynamic situation with the membership.
Yep. Absolutely.
If someone is listening to the program, Kelly, and they'd like to get a hold of you at the chamber or someone at the chamber, how would they reach you?
Sure. Our website is a great resource, so I do love to push people to our website, which is www.heartofthevalleychamber.com. My email is K Klusman, so it's K-C-L-U-S-S-M-A-N at heartofthevalleychamber.com. Or just give me a call. I love when people just give me a call or stop in at the chamber. We're located in Kaukauna. So 766-1616, right, 101 East Wisconsin Avenue. Yep. Stop in and check us out. My office, you know, my door is always open. I love when people stop in.
I was over there the other day, and I noticed you have big candy dishes full of candy.
Right, absolutely. That's how we get you to come in.
That's yeah. One of the benefits right, of being
right,
a chamber member.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. Kelly, tell us a little bit about the benefits that people would receive by being a member of the chamber. You've already identified some of them, but are there other benefits that people get for being a member of the chamber?
Absolutely. I always say that your membership in the Heart of the Valley Chamber, you have to look at it as, to me, it's marketing dollars. We really become an arm of your business. So we are out there marketing your business for you. This is a great time. If you're thinking about getting involved, this is a great time to jump on board. We're going to print with our membership directory, so you'd be listed at the directory. You know, we're all about connecting people and promoting business, and that's really what I say are the benefits, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. when it comes to that.
And nobody really loses in that effort.
No.
If someone joins the chamber and they want to volunteer, they get out of it what they put into it.
Absolutely.
It's like anything else.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the thing that we are finding is why, you know, we keep reviewing our programming, because so many people are working hard in their business. Yes. And it's hard to get out of your business and get to a chamber for a seminar or an event. But we're really always trying to, how do we help you in your business? You stay in your business and work hard. We'll market it, and we'll get customers to come to you. That's our ultimate goal.
Now, the chamber also partners with other organizations.
Absolutely.
So sometimes those business owners need some help in an area like maybe IT or HR assistance or the banking side or accounting. What sort of relationships do you bring to the table to help those business owners grow their companies in those areas?
Sure. We do have educational seminars every mm-hmm. month, two of them, where we bring in professionals. We just partnered with SCORE a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, for the seminar with Paychex.
Yes, that was done back on the 23rd. Yeah, that was very good.
That was pretty well attended, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had about, 18 people sure. signed up for it and got a lot of information about an interesting topic, of course, which is what's going on as far as exempt, non-exempt question as far as overtime and that.
That's a big topic these days is overtime.
Yeah, and that's one nice thing with some of the partnerships is we do have that. It keeps everything current when we can bring somebody in to work with you guys, because we have some experts and you have experts, and between the two of us we can get some things done. So.
And what provides value for our small businesses is that what some people don't understand is these small businesses, not only, you know, let's take a restaurant. The small business owner might be the cook, the HR manager, the marketing manager.
Clean up.
So when you're wearing all these different hats,
right.
they come to the chamber for those resources, those educational resources mm-hmm. that we need to keep them on top of what's going on.
In terms of the other programs, like you have the collaboration with different partners.
Sure.
Do you have any upcoming seminars or any joint things going on?
Sure. We had a great seminar that we worked with the Fox West Chamber on. The Fox West Chamber and our chamber had surveyed our members. We have a lot of small businesses, surveyed them to see what their needs were. So we did a how to take your business to the next level mm-hmm. along with SCORE again with Fox West Chamber. We're actually planning, we have an event July 20th with the Fox Cities Chamber on advocacy we can talk a little
cool.
bit about.
Yeah.
We're very sad. Al Ott is retiring, so he's moving on to bigger and better things in his retirement. So we are going to have a joint debate with the Fox West Chamber and bringing the candidates for his seat in
mm-hmm.
on July 20th. So that's an upcoming event that we're co-hosting with Fox City's Chamber.
We just had a question emailed in on our computer from Cindy,
sure.
and she's asking, I'm finding it very expensive to market my business. How can the chamber help me get more customers?
Well, and I think that's something that I kind of touched on a little bit is, as we look at you know, is people look at the chamber as marketing your business. We have a membership directory that is going to be going to print soon that you could get involved with. Our website is amazing. Our social media, we do a great job of promoting new members. When you join, we do a great plug for you on our Facebook page, which has grown incredibly in the last year. And then we are just there when people call us and say, how do I want to redo my website. We say, here are the 7 members that we have that do websites. Mm-hmm. Check them out.
So it's a referral to
membership. It's a referral program. That's really what the chamber is.
Huge.
It's huge for businesses.
And that's between businesses that you do. What about the person on the outside who is looking for help? Well, what kind of things do you provide them as far as, you know, say, I'm new to the neighborhood or I'm just trying to figure something out?
Sure. As far as business or just maybe moving to the area, are you kind of?
Just an individual.
Yeah, individual. What's great about the chamber, we have a kiosk outside and inside our chamber where you can come in. All of our businesses or whether it's restaurants in the area, financial institutions, we have a great resource center where you can come in and find out what's happening in the area.
That's where the candy is.
Yeah, right? That's where the candy is. That's why Tony keeps coming and visiting me. But lots of resources for new members moving to the area, whether you're just moving to the area or you're starting a new business. We have a lot of large manufacturers that bring people from outside in as they're interviewing for positions, so they come to the chamber for resources.
Kelly, when you promote a business or something or a webinar or seminar, how many letters or emails are you sending out?
Okay, it's funny because we feel like sometimes you get overwhelmed with emails from us. So some people are probably sick of seeing my name in the email. But we send out about 1,200 to 1,200 contacts once a week. We send an e-newsletter out.
Okay.
Now, some of that is current members, maybe not yet members who are thinking about joining. But we have a great database where we send that out. And then as well, we're posting it on Facebook. We work very closely with the Times Villager newspaper. I love to support our local newspaper. So Brian over there does a great job of promoting our events for us as well. And his reach is huge throughout the Heart of the Valley.
You mentioned the newsletter. Is that the Heartbeat newsletter?
Yep. So our Heartbeat newsletter, that goes out once a month. It's actually going to be going out tomorrow. It's a great resource of upcoming events, things that are happening. And those are all archived right on our website. So that's a great resource when you check out our website.
What was that website again?
www.heartofthevalleychamber.com.
Cool. You have a board of directors you have support in the community.
Yes.
How active is the board? How do those members of the board participate in the things going on at the chamber?
I'm very lucky. I have a board of 15 that are very involved. And when I say very involved, they are so supportive of the chamber. And not only are they coming every month to our monthly meetings, but they're attending events. They're supporting me. We were just talking about our golf outing the other day when we talk about board support. I look around the room and every one of those board members was either golfing in it, sponsoring it, and being a part of it. And that's what's so important.
They're engaged.
They believe in me. They trust me, and they believe that we're doing a good job. And I work really hard every day to try to make sure they're happy with their investment, and they really appreciate their involvement.
That's really very good. It gives you a lot of input from the community.
Absolutely.
From all those board members.
And small and large businesses represented on there.
Kelly, we're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Hayling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Hayling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. At one point had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're really glad you joined us. Our guest this morning is Kelly Klusman. Kelly is the Executive Director of Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce. And we've been talking to Kelly about the benefits of joining that chamber and how active it is and the dynamism of the chamber in that area and those communities she serves. We're going to get back to Kelly in just a minute. We'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter first. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox Cities Chamber building downtown Appleton. We have about 55 volunteer mentors in our chapter, and we service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We provide free and confidential mentoring to those people who are either starting a business, or if you're in business, we will help you resolve issues or give you some guidance to grow your company or expand your operation. We have expertise among our mentors, including marketing, IT, HR, banking and finance, accounting, legal, workflow, production.
Don't forget cash flow, Tony.
Oh, yeah, cash flow, too. Yeah. But those mentors come from experiences where they've lived that their whole life.
Right.
And our mentors are really committed to giving it back, paying it forward to business owners, so maybe they don't have to pay as much tuition as we did
right.
when we learned the lesson. So we invite you to go to our website at foxcities.score.org. foxcities.score.org, and always remember that SCORE is for the life of your business, not just one meeting. So, Kelly, let's talk a little bit about some of the things the Chamber's involved in. In the pre-show, you were talking about your relationship with the school district and what you're doing with the schools.
Sure.
Share that with us, would you please?
Well, new on my board last year was Matt Smith from the Kaukauna School District, and Matt and I sat down, and he said, you know, we need to really get the businesses and the school districts on the same page. And how do we work that partnership? So Matt and I, over the last 3 months, have really been trying to meet with school districts, find out the needs, because a lot of our school districts are saying to our business owners, you know, what do you need from us? And our business owners are saying that there are these soft skills that are missing from in the students. And so we're really trying to figure out how we can work together to bring the schools and our business community together. Whether you're looking at going on to a 2-year degree, a 4-year degree, right into the workplace, how do we get these students aware of what's happening in our community? How do we keep them here, you know? And how do we show them what we have to offer?
What is the world really like?
Right.
Absolutely.
Someday the kids will have to pay some rent and pay for some groceries.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, Kelly, you mentioned part of that partnership even includes things like job shadowing and that type of thing. Has that been successful?
Absolutely. We're just trying to get that in, you know, where that's an early stage right now, is trying to get a list of our businesses that would be willing to have students come in and job shadow them and find out what I could do with a degree. An example of this, we were at a Kaukauna School District had a trade show, and one of the students was looking at interior design, and she went up to the young lady, Whitney, at Keller Structures, and Whitney said, we have a great interior design program with the women that work here. So, you know, these students aren't thinking Keller, who's building this big expansion at the high school at the football field. They're not thinking, oh, I could go there and design the inside of an office space. What a great connection. Mm-hmm. So it's just getting students to think a little bit differently that what am I going to do with a design grade? You know, so that's that connection right there.
That really is a great opportunity for the student, because they may find today they might have an interest in interior design, and they go do it, and they find out that's really not what I want to do for a career.
Right.
So what a great opportunity for the student to really get a feel for what they might want to make their career.
Right.
And the other side of it, too, is the opportunity for the business to be able to present to the students what they're really all about.
Right.
So you get the double payoff on that one.
Absolutely. And so
and
many
it
of
doesn't
our,
hurt to market your business a little bit to the kids too. So
right. And so many of our businesses who are looking, everyone, you could drive down the street and there's always a now hiring, right? We're all mm-hmm. looking for good employees. Wow, what a great experience for Keller. For what if they bring this intern in and they end up helping her through? She's maybe working through a two-year program at the tech. She can keep working with them. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of our businesses are working with to keep those students then. And if they're good, you know, how do we make them employees?
Right.
Get them engaged.
Do you work with the Kaukauna School District or do you work with Wrightstown and all the different communities?
Absolutely.
You work with?
So we've what we represent, because we represent Kaukauna, Kimberly, Little Chute, Freedom, Wrightstown.
Okay.
So we're just, we've sat down with Kimberly and Little Chute and Kaukauna to really kind of find out what their needs are. We've started there. The other problem, you know, we are a small shop, so it's really figuring out what we can do
right.
to try to figure out how we can be that arm between the business and the schools.
Just bringing all that energy together and facilitating that is going to benefit the kids and the community.
Yeah, what one thing that Matt and I have talked about is really just doing, as we've talked about these roundtables, mm-hmm. is bringing leaders in and finding
sure.
out what are your needs, because our school districts are all facing some of the same needs with
That's
funding,
right.
And, you know, they have mandates they have to get a hold of and get on top of. So it's really just how do we figure that out and work
right.
together to be that arm between the
That's
two
right.
of them.
We're talking with Kelly Klushman, Executive Director of Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to take another break right now. We'll come back on the other side, continue that conversation. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Kelly Klushman. Kelly is the Executive Director at Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce, and we're really glad you joined us. We're going to continue the conversation with Kelly in just a moment. In the last segment, I explained a little bit of what our SCORE chapter is and what we do and the purpose of SCORE. And in addition to the free confidential mentoring I mentioned, we also conduct a number of seminars during the year. Randy, what's coming up?
Right now, Tony, we've got two very big seminars that we're going to be doing. The one especially for those of you out there who are veterans thinking about starting a business or are in business and need help. We're going to be running the Reboots to Business program.
Can hoot!
Yep. But it's sponsored by both the VA and the SBA. We're one of the special groups that are able to do this here in the Appleton area. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a two-day seminar. It starts on the 24th of August, and then on the 25th, the programs themselves start at 8 o'clock in the morning and run until about 4. Mm-hmm. It's for veterans and their spouses, and it is a free seminar. It starts with what business is all about, works its way all the way through again, and learning about what SBA funding is and what's special there for the veterans. So if you are a veteran, no matter what time you served or what service you were in, if you are a veteran, you are qualified to attend this, and the sessions are free. We do go out to our website at www.foxcities.score.org. You'll find it there under the local programs and all the details and signing up for it and going ahead with it. Recommend it to anybody who is a veteran who has any questions about business.
These have been going on around the country for a while, haven't they?
Yes, but they have been very few in the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
As I said, we're one of the few areas that has been able to finally attract one of these programs, so it should be very, very good. The other program we're going to be doing is very similar. It is called our Simple Steps program. Those of you who may have heard of it, but what we do there is we have 6 sessions. They are total of about 16 hours. The first session is going to be September the 21st. It is a morning session and held over at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, at which time we go through what it's all about to start a business. The second session will be in the evening, and it's a Wednesday evening. That would be on the 28th of September, and each Wednesday evening thereafter for the next 4 weeks. Each one covers a different segment of what you have to know about business. The second one gets into the details about how I structure my business. The third one is on marketing. We have a specialist come in and talk just about social media.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And we also do the one on accounting, of course. What are all the different types of financial
income statement?
Yep, and your cash flow statement. And then finally, the one that you get involved with too is the banking. Where do I find the money?
Yep.
Each one of the
how to deal with those banker guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Each one of the programs is $25 each, with the exception of the first one. The first one's only $15.
Yep.
But we ask you again, please register. Go
and
to our website.
Breakfast and or coffee. Breakfast
and lunch.
Yeah.
So very good program
good
there.
Deal.
So yeah, www.foxcities.score.org, and go out, check it out, and register. You can register for the whole series or for just one of the programs. It's up to you. And we're looking forward to that in September.
Great. Thanks, Randy. Also like to mention that the SCORE chapter in Appleton is now an organizer and a sponsor for the Million Cups program. Like to invite you to go visit the website at www.1millioncups.com/Appleton, and you can learn about Million Cups. We're going to have a speaker every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10, share their story about their business and the audience for about 10 minutes, and then the audience gets to ask questions about that business to the business owner. It's a great exchange of ideas. We're not going to have a presenter next week because it's kind of like their 4th of July weekend,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to come back again. I believe it's the 13th of July, and we're going to have a guest on that day. So remember to go to the website, 1millioncups.com/Appleton. And finally, I'd like to just say thank you to our sponsors who help bring you Biz Talk each weekend. We couldn't do it without them, and we're very grateful to their support. Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Ridgestone Bank, Tundraland, it's a new sponsor for us, Candeo Creative in Oshkosh, Zach Pawlowski, helps maintain our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you've missed a program or you would like to hear it again, go to biztalkwithscore.com. We've been archiving programs there for about 4 or 5 years now. And also want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and you haven't subscribed to it, you really should. For $20 a year, you really get a lot of good information about what's going on in the business environment in your area. So thank you to all of our sponsors for helping to support BizTalk and our SCORE chapter. Kelly, let's talk a little bit about the gift certificate program. You have a great gift certificate program through the Chamber.
We do. Our gift certificate program, we sell gift certificates at the Chamber office. They come in $5 and $10 amounts. There's over 125 of our Chamber members listed on the back.
Oh, good.
The gift certificates work like cash, and why they're such a great gift, if you're looking for a we have a lot of people coming in, teachers' gift, coaches'
sure.
gifts. Maybe there's someone that shovels your driveway, a little thank you gift. Yeah. You can use the gift certificates anywhere, gas, food, groceries, out to eat. You can get your oil changed. Just a plethora of businesses on the back that represent all of our Chamber members. But they work like cash. This is the part I want people to know. They work like cash. So you spend $10 at Larry's Piggly Wiggly. They take the gift certificate. They turn the certificate back into the Chamber for redemption. We redeem it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
There's no money being made. It's
That's
not like
wonderful.
A script program. The Chamber makes no money on the program. It's really just a way that we promote be loyal, buy local, keeping your money here in your community. We want to advertise your business on the back. We do a lot of advertising with that in our local newspapers, wow. online. It's just a way to promote your business, and people love it.
Good for any business in that multiple yeah. community area that
Absolutely.
You mentioned, Wrightstown, Kokana.
Yeah, it goes Appleton to Wrightstown
sure.
and everything in between.
Wow, that's really nice.
And
program.
What's nice is that we've partnered with some of our financial institutions. So if you can't purchase, get to the Chamber in Kokana to pick them up, you can go to any Unison Credit Union location, Bank of Little Chute, or First Merit Bank, you mm-hmm. can go right in there and purchase our Chamber gift certificates right at the teller line. So let's say you're going to do your banking and you need a gift certificate, you can do it right there from our financial institutions.
On your website, Kelly, do you have more information on that program?
Absolutely.
Places where folks can go buy those gift certificates?
Absolutely.
They just don't have to go to the chamber?
No, it's all listed on our chamber website. You can actually purchase the gift certificates right from there. We can send them out to you. The one thing I always like to promote is with your $220 investment in the chamber, you know, as a small business, your name goes on the back of that gift certificate for free. So it's just another way to advertise and get people in your bed. It's one of those benefits. And people love the gift certificate program. We have many chamber members that are on the back of the program that's the only benefit they might use at the chamber, but that's what they find value in.
What are some of the other activities that your chamber's involved in? You have a lot of events going on.
Absolutely. We have so many events going on. Every month we do, if you're looking at getting involved, especially with the Heart of the Valley Chamber, every month we do a business card exchange.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite events that the Chamber does. It's a great way to come into a group. It's a structured environment. You give your 2-minute, 1-minute, 2-minute elevator speech, whatever you want it to be. You pass out brochures, samples. Mm-hmm. One of our chamber members, Shelly Cookies, she brings cookies every month with her little business card on. So why wouldn't you order from her when she does show up? But it's a great way to promote your business in a structured environment to 20 or plus business owners. So we go around the room. Every month there's new people. Maybe there's some new faces. There is always some new faces. Maybe some people do like to come every other month or so. But it's a great way to promote your business. So I love that.
Does a person have to register for that?
Absolutely.
And how do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would just give me a call at the chamber office or email that we had talked about. I'd love to have you as my guest if you're thinking about getting involved, and love to have you there.
Okay. And you said there's about, 20, 25
people?
Usually
about 20 people. What we like to do, we just changed it up. We're actually going to, if you're one of our chamber members and you want to host a business card exchange, we're bringing the business card exchange to your business. That way you can showcase your business.
Oh,
so businesses are loving that, to get 20 people into their business.
Absolutely.
So we do have a room at the chamber that we do it in, but if you'd like to have you at your business, we'd love to come visit you.
Okay, and what was that phone number again to reach you on that?
766-1616, or you can email me at kklusman@heartofthevalleychamber.com.
Okay.
Love to have you as my guest.
Excellent.
We also do 2 educational seminars every month. We do one in the morning, and we do one at the lunchtime, just to kind of, no matter how your day works out. And then we have after hours every month, a business after hours from 5 to 7. Some people just love that networking at night. But if your schedule is busy, which so many of our, with children and life gets busy with work and your family. So if you can't get to us at night and you want to come during the day, that's why we kind of try to mix it up and have events.
Okay. And those business after hours, those are held where?
We change the location every month. So for July, we're going to be at Waverly Beach, July 14th.
That's a fun place.
Mm-hmm. From 5 to 7. You're more than welcome to check us out as our guests. We'd love to have you guys show up. But it's from 5 to 7, July 14th. So if it worked in your schedule, again, just need to register, but we'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sam just emailed a question into us. I'm so busy at my restaurant. How much involvement do I have to make it worth my investment to join the chamber?
Yeah, that's a question that we get all the time. And we say, my line has always been, what you put into chamber membership, you get out. I do believe that. But sometimes people are just too busy. And that's why someone like a restaurant, the gift certificate program, we might never see her. You know what I mean? But getting her name on the back to know that chamber members can come in and check it out as a gift, it's just a great way to advertise your business. So if you can get to our events, we love to have them. We have this great event in the fall called Taste from the Heart, where we bring in all our chamber restaurants. They've set up a booth. You really just walk around the room and take samplings from all of our chamber members. It's a great event. It's going to be November 4th. Yeah, right. You have to wear like elastic eating pants. Is that what?
Exactly. Here's another question from John. He's just starting a business, and there are so many chambers and organizations to join. How do you pick the one that's right for you? I don't have a lot of time or money, and I'm just starting out.
And that's so true. As a new business starting out, you're always strapped in for cash as you're trying to market your business. And what I say is you really have to try us all out. Go in, every one of our chambers would love to have you come as a guest or other local organizations. Come check us out, because we're all a little different. We all kind of have our niches. It's important to find the best fit for you and your business. Maybe you are finding the fit with all three. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you just find that fit with one of them. But it's important for you to try us all out before you make that investment.
If people are looking to give back to the community, Kelly, Does the chamber offer an opportunity or some avenues for folks to volunteer time for the chamber? For you've got so many events, you must use a lot of volunteers.
We do. We have so many events. We're always looking for volunteers. Okay. But we also have a lot of what we call roundtable groups that meet throughout the month, whether it's a nonprofit roundtable or a CEO roundtable. We're launching some great new exciting roundtable events. And we also have task force around all of our events. So maybe you're someone that wants to get involved. We have a big women's event in the fall. Maybe you just want to work on a small task, and then you can be done. We don't really do committees. You know, membership organizations have changed. People don't have time for committees.
Right.
But they
Grant,
really...
It's like you at SCORE. It's projects.
Yes.
Projects.
Rather than
yes.
committee.
Yeah,
project.
We found it to be much more effective because that way you can grow the group.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring it together, complete the task, disband the group and have it reform again into a different group, and that's a much more effective function. And aside from that, I have to mention the millennials, of course, and
right.
that's the way they like to work. So.
Right, absolutely, and that's kind of our emerging leaders group is turning into more of a roundtable group where I always like what's been successful about a group that we launched about 9 months ago, our nonprofit roundtable group, is always this share and steal concept. What's working for your business? Where are you mm-hmm. finding value, and how can I benefit from that? So the concept of roundtables and how people are networking differently has really just been great for us to see.
Do you have any projects coming up, like Grandy was mentioning, maybe this summer or fall that you're looking for some volunteers on you'd like to mention?
Right. So we, one thing I want to quick promote is that we are having, we're launching new roundtable events. So if you're looking at getting involved, whether you're a small business, you look for marketing your business or emerging leader, come and check out our website because
sure.
there's information there. We have a membership appreciation cookout on July 20th, so you can come have lunch with us and
you're
learn.
You're all about food, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely, right?
I'm getting very hungry just listening to all this good stuff, I'll
so
tell you.
So we're doing a lunch from 11 to 1, so come check us out. We're going to have information about great programs that we're launching. We got a lot of fun stuff going on.
And I assume that if I want more information about all of this is on your website?
Absolutely.
And if I go onto the website, can I sign up so I get your newsletter on a regular basis?
You bet. Absolutely. We can email. You can just sign up right on our website, and Jamie in our office will start sending you annoying emails.
You know, I forgot to write that website down.
Oh, heartofthevalleychamber.com.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, I think we'll end right there. We'll take our last break. We're going to come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Kelly Klusman, the Executive Director of Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce right here in Kaukauna. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY. Real local radio.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now, coming to one of 17 Fox locations, or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. It's our final segment this morning, and we're talking with Kelly Klusman. Kelly is the very exciting, youthful, energizing executive director at the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce. If you've heard this show, you would agree with my adjectives. If you haven't heard the show, go back to biztalkwithscore.com and listen to the program and join the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce. A lot of fun things going on. Kelly, we've been talking a lot of things about the chamber and benefits and everything. Let's talk a little bit more about advocacy and your focus on millennials. I mean, they're the up-and-coming generation, and that's important to any organization.
Sure. As far as advocacy goes, the chamber really takes this role of educating. You know, how do we educate people, especially to get these young professionals out voting and involved in what's happening, whether it's local, state, or federal level. Mm-hmm. So as far as advocacy goes, the chamber really, like I said, takes that educational approach. We are co-hosting an event on July 20th, like I said, with Fox City's Chamber, where we're bringing in the debate for State Assembly District 3 spots. So we're going to be doing that with Fox City's Chamber. It's a great way for young people to get engaged and find out. What we're trying to launch through our Emerging Leaders Group is even more of how do I run for local office? Mm-hmm. You know, it's trying to get these young people who maybe you just started a school board level or your, you know, local government, mm-hmm. Wherever you're living, mm-hmm. get them in local and get them involved. So many, I live in the town of Harrison, and I attended a meeting about 3 months ago, and, you know, there's no young people there. There's no young people, and how do you get young people involved? And so one thing we want to promote on the side of advocacy is educating them on how do you become, maybe that's even just a seat on a board of directors for a local nonprofit or an organization, just getting them involved.
Mm. You would love their input, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
If they're listening to the program or if you're at an event and you're giving a presentation on something, those folks should be encouraged to speak up and state their viewpoint and state their opinion, because then there's a sense of direction to pursue.
Sure. So many of our young professionals, and I'm going to use maybe some of our banks in the area, as, you know, people are retiring, these young professionals are going to be our leaders. And we really want to find out what they want from chamber membership, because one thing we do find with membership organizations that it's hard to get to the younger generation, and we want their input because they are our future leaders.
Randy, and I can recall when we were teenagers, a lot of adults were thinking, oh my God, they're going to be the future leaders.
Right.
In the country.
Right.
We got to get to them.
We're in trouble. We're in trouble.
And now we're out there wandering around trying to figure out exactly what, as you mentioned, the millennials are looking for,
right.
And how, because that's one of the problems we have with SCORE, is trying to attract
younger people
yes.
to get the help that they need to get their businesses started, just like you're looking to help them, you know, with their businesses. We share a role together in that kind of a concept.
Right, and we always say, you know, it's not what, you know, you can do for us, but what can we do for you? You know, we're always looking for those ideas.
Exactly right.
What do you need from us, and how do we make it happen? That's really what we're here for.
And there's a real benefit to anybody joining the chamber, because they become infected with that energy, that they network with people and they're sharing ideas, and it really is a very energizing experience.
Absolutely.
To be an entrepreneur and go to one of these events, and you walk and bring some business cards with you, right?
Oh yeah.
Right.
And you'll collect some business cards, and it gives you something to follow up with and gives you some ideas to work on.
You know, one thing that I love I'm going to go back to that business card exchange quick. The last month, all of a sudden, it became one member would give their little commercial, and then someone was giving a testimonial that they had used their service.
Yes.
And it's just that give and take that
there's
I
some
love.
Advocacy for you.
I love to hear that those testimonials
yes.
of our members saying, you know what, I went to this chamber event, met this person who could design my website. Now my website's launched, and it's amazing. So just love that type of networking. Mm-hmm. It's again, also, connecting people, promoting business.
And it keeps everything going.
Right.
It just keeps the energy going.
Right.
So tell us again, Kelly, your website and your phone number. How do folks get a hold of you?
Our website is heartofthevalleychamber.com. You can give me a call at 766-1616. Or I really do invite you to stop in at 101 East Wisconsin Avenue in Kaukauna. We are there. My door is always open. I'd love to sit down and talk business with anybody.
And have some candy.
And have some candy, right.
Kelly, as we're getting to this point in the show every week, which we do, and that is we put our guests kind of on the spot a little bit and ask you for your biz tip. It's a bit of wisdom for the people out there who are in business or thinking about getting business. What would your biz tip be for them?
I really say when you invest in the chamber, you're investing in your community. I highly recommend investing in the chamber because you really are, it's a network of people, the friendships that are made, what you learn in your business and how we try to grow our business and our economy together. Get involved. Mm-hmm. Get involved. And I tell you what, you're going to see that value on your investment.
A wonderful way to do it, yeah. So rather than waste the time and money, not take part.
Right.
The more you give, the more you get involved, the more
Absolutely.
You get out of the deal. So,
absolutely.
Great.
Kelly,
point.
We want to thank you for coming in this morning. It was a really good program.
Yeah,
great information. Wish you all the very best at the Chamber, and hopefully the Chamber and SCORE can collaborate on doing some things going forward.
Absolutely. So. I annoy Randy all the time at email, so I'm glad that he answers them and that we're planning some events together. Very exciting.
Yep, okay. Keeps me very busy. Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Kelly, and thank you for listening. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.